PGC FM Morningside. WPGC presents another 2 hour special on Those Oldies But Goodies. Your host, Scott Shannon.
Good Sunday evening to you. Welcome once again to the Oldies But Goodies. Next 2 hours, we'll go back in time to renew some old acquaintances, maybe stir up a few memories, kind of relax, have a little fun, play some of those oldies. I really appreciate the response we get to the show. A lot of letters and phone calls during the week. And tonight, a few interviews with some rock and roll stars, a few stories about how the records were made. If you got some friends that might be into the oldies, give them a call. Tell them to turn on WPGC. Kick it off with a group called
WPGC. WPGC FM Morningside.
Thank you. Sugar on Sunday. You think it sounds a little bit like Tommy James, it's because he produced it and he sang in the background. He wrote the song, The Click. August 1966. Checking the charts. The Temptations riding high with Beauty's Only Skin Deep. Don't be judging no book by its cover. Great shades of Bo Diddley. WPGC. Temptations, one of my favorites. It's called Beauty's Only Skin Deep. Just Scott Shannon with a Sunday night. Oldies but goodies till midnight tonight. We can't take any requests for the oldies show because I bring the records from my home collection and I can only bring so many, so I kind of pre-program the show before I can. I bring a few extras, but not that many. If you want to call and check out a question or just want to chat, that's okay, but we can't take any requests tonight. Let's go to Cleveland. Young man named Sonny Geraci. Good-looking kid. Always wanted to be a rock and roll star, so he got in a band. His first band was called the Starfires. And then he joined the Outsiders. After the Outsiders, he was the lead singer for a group called Climax. It had that beautiful song, Pressures and Few. But this was the biggest hit of Sonny's career. Came in 1966. They come roaring out of Cleveland, right onto American Bandstand. The Outsiders and Time Won't Let Me. We'll turn this one up.
I can't wait forever.
Boyce, Bobby Hart, and maybe that's a story of what you're doing tonight. You ever know anybody that does something like that? You go with the girl for a while, and you have a nice relationship, and you get in an argument, and you break up, and you sit there waiting for her to call you and say, hey, come on, I didn't really mean all those things I said, and of course, you're too macho, too much of a man to call her, so you sit there and you say, to hell with her. But every night, you wonder, wonder if she's doing the thing she did with me with somebody else. And the longer it goes, the more you realize that you care for her very much. And you wonder, will you ever get back together again? Where's your sunshine? Those are Walker Brothers. I can't tell you how much I like that one. It must be illegal to like it that much. The sun ain't gonna shine anymore. The Walker Brothers on WPGC Sunday Night Oldies Show.
Those oldies but goodies.
1963, America Goes Surfing.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf. Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
Dance, 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 right there.
Let's party,
dance, dance, dance,
dance,
dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance, dance,
Long live the Beach Boys. Fun, Beach Boys at 1020 to Scott Shannon on the Sunday night WPGC Oldies show. And when you mention beach music, you usually think of the Beach Boys first. But let's not forget about a couple of other guys that were favorites of mine. The first movie I've ever saw had anything to do with music. I looked in the paper and I saw this thing called The Tammy Show. I asked my mother, I said, you know, I didn't run around with the guys who didn't drive at that time and didn't have a girlfriend. So I asked my mother to drop me off at the movie theater. When was the last time you did that? I said, Mom, I got to go see this thing. Drop me off. She says, that's garbage, but I'll do it anyway. It was a movie they had. It was just a movie of a concert. They had the Stones in there when they were just starting out, the Beach Boys, of course, the Supremes, James Brown, and the whole thing was hosted by Jan and Dean. And I thought, boy, I got home and I said, Mom, I want to be in rock and roll somehow, some way. Jan and Dean recorded the theme song from the movie, and it sounded like this. Singing around the country with a group called Papa Oo Mau Mau. I had a call earlier tonight. A guy wanted to know if Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys is in the background. There's a very familiar voice. Well, the voice is not in the background. Barbara Ann was actually recorded at a party, just like it sounds. And everyone was pretty much into the beer, and they turned the tape recorder on, and no one could sing very well except Dean Torrance, because he's not a heavy drinker. And they made him sing lead on Barbara Ann, so that's Dean Torrance singing lead on Barbara Ann. And I'm sorry about the all over the world. I'm working out of Woodside's studio tonight, and there's two turntables, two record players in this studio, only one in the control room. I don't know how that came about, but that's the way it is, and I don't know the board very well, and I just screwed it up. I'm sorry, it won't happen again, all right? How many superstars can fit in one group? Several, for a while at least. These guys all met in Los Angeles, found out they all played musicians. They wanted to start a band, so they did. It became one of the most important bands in American music history. Pretty strong statement. Their band paved the way for groups like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, the Eagles, Poco, the Dirt Band, and others. The group consisted of Richie Furay, formerly of Poco, Jim Messina, Loggins & Messina, Stephen Stills, and Neil Young. You know who I'm talking about? The Buffalo Springfield. Stills, Nash, Young, all from the Buffalo Springfield. As did several other groups. If you don't have any of their albums, the Buffalo Springfield albums, you ought to get some, because you can get them in the oldie stores. They're just incredible. I made a mistake. I said there was Papa Oo Mau Mau. I must have been thinking about the Rivingtons. It's not Papa Oo Mau Mau. It's Papa Doo Ron Ron, which is the backup group for Jan and Dean. So we got that straight. Now, here's a record that I played once before, and it was quite a coincidence, because when the Beatles were out, I liked anyone that sounded like the Beatles. There was a group out of Canada, the You Know Who group. Remember that? They had a song called Roses Are Red, My Love. And they tried to sound like the Beatles. And there's another group that came from Washington, D.C. My old buddy, the Polecat, Bobby Poe, produced this thing. And last time we played, a couple of the guys that were in the band called in. Well, they used to sound a little more like the Beatles back when I first heard it. Chartbusters. If you listen, great record, guys. I still like it. It's 10:34. Shannon on the radio, playing the oldies, the city of Revere, Massachusetts. Not exactly known as a big-time entertainment capital, but Revere gave us one big old rock and roll star, Mr. Frederick Anthony Picarello, better known as Freddie Cannon. What a name. Like Elvis, he worked as a truck driver for a while, and then he had his first big hit, which was, by the way, written by his mother. A lot of people don't know that. Freddie Cannon now lives in Tarzana, California, with his darling wife, Jeanette, and he still goes around the country singing all his old hits. This is an interview with Freddie where he talks about his first big hit.
I knew nothing about making records. I knew that to get in the studio, put it on tape, we had no engineer. What was happening is we were rehearsing and the tape machines were running, but nobody was there. We were just playing. We would play the whole song through and then stop and then start again and do this 25, 26 times. By the 37th time, he was in there and he said, well, let's listen him back. We got anything. We had like 37 takes of all this, you know. We didn't know which one was the best one, though, you know. So we just took the whole four-track, it was a four-track tape, and gave it to Arnie Ginsberg, who was a disc jockey in Boston. At that time, a disc jockey could play a record as many times as he wanted to. I brought the record, and I said to Arnie Ginsberg, I said, Arnie, I got the record, I'm so glad, I haven't even heard it. You know, listen to it and see what you think.
The first disc jockey to ever play that record. By the way, you Jan and Dean fans, if you check your first Jan and Dean record, it's not Jan and Dean on the record, it's Jan and Arnie. And that's the same Arnie Ginsberg that Freddie Cannon was talking about, who's now a radio executive at WROR-FM in Boston. He's still there. He's the manager of the station there. So there's a little story for you. 1038 Shannon, the oldies. When I was a young lad, the very first automobile I could call mine was a little GTO. Therefore, this happened to be my favorite tune.
Little GTO.
I had a Hurst four-speed shifter in my GTO. Someone called up and asked me that question. Of course it did. It's 1041. Ronnie and the Daytonas, which is really one guy named Bucky Wilkin, lives in Nashville, Tennessee. His mother was a songwriter also, Mary John Wilkin. She wrote a big country song called Long Black Veil by Lefty Frizzell. As we said earlier, most of the records I play I bring from home, so if you got a request, I probably cannot fill it because I can only carry so many records from the old record basement. But the lines are open anyway at 432-1580 if you just want to talk about oldies. Coming up next, one of the biggest hits for Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Your attention, please. This is your captain speaking. I know we've been sailing around the world for 2 years now. It's been a long search, but sonar tells me they finally located what we've been searching for. Men, we're finally here to enter the third annual WPJC Budweiser Ramblin' Raft Race.
WPGC and Budweiser are teaming up again to bring you the time of your life, Saturday, August 23rd on the river. Bigger by far with more entrants, better than ever with loads of surprises. Be sure you get all the rules and regulations in the official Raft Race registration booklet, available right now at Pizza Huts, A&P's, Harmony Huts, and Gap locations all over the metro area. Don't miss out on all the action as we bring you the greatest adventure since the Ark, the third annual Ramblin' Raft Race from Budweiser and the Hot One, WPGC.
Bon voyage to us.
Tomorrow we'll be in Europe.
Guess you're all packed.
No.
We'll just throw a few things together.
Well, how about your itinerary so we could reach in an emergency?
Well, we're just going to play it by ear. We love surprises.
But those surprises could become problems. If you're planning a trip, plan carefully and plan early. A good trip abroad starts at home.
Sheila, I wonder if we need a passport for Europe.
I don't think so. Don't they all speak English over there?
A message from the U.S. Department of State.
Or in the near future, here's a tip that can protect you and save you money. Maryland state law requires that a used car be inspected prior to its sale and that the seller pay for the inspection. The certificate of inspection must be presented to you at the time of the sale. The Automobile Trade Association of Maryland and its over 400 dealer members urge you to play it safe by insisting on an inspection certificate when you buy a used car.
WPGC Sound Off.
I'd like to sound off about the insulting, insidious, and self-serving Ford advertisement aired recently on the radio. The attitude of the American automobile manufacturers and the auto workers it reflects. I'm talking about the ad in which the announcer states he's an American and he's going to buy American. What do these people think Americans are? A bunch of idiots who will spend our hard-earned money on junk in a knee-jerk response to flag-waving?
Sure, I'd prefer to buy American, but I won't when it means getting an inferior product. Now, Chrysler claims the 79 Omni Horizon is worth more in 1980. Why? Well, because it's a modern car based on the Volkswagen Rabbit, and they are so afraid of losing their jobs and their company that they've improved quality control immensely. I say compete. Stop running to Mommy Congress or Daddy President when it hurts. Slow the assembly line, increase the inspection points, hire managers with vision and guts, and fire the drunks, the belly achers, and the slackers in the assembly plant. Build fuel-efficient, modern quality assembled vehicles that will end the Arab stranglehold, cut energy inflation, and ease us out of the oil addiction before the Russians cut us off cold turkey. Then, we'll all gladly buy an American car. A listener in Burt.
Best sound off of the week wins $30. Send yours to WPGC Box 8550, Washington 20027.
WPGC.
WPGC, Mark Lindsay, Paul Revere, Raiders. Good thing, play that for my buddy Geronimo and Stephen Kingston on the way in from Ocean City. And I'm the sun all weekend long. This is Scott Shannon with the Sunday Night Oldies Show, and the next one is going to be a killer diller. If you're a teenager today and your parents are always saying to you, good God, how can you play that WPGC, that stuff by the Knack and the Rolling Stones? When I was a kid, we had great music. I'm going to show you what kind of great music they had when they were kids, okay? You can tell them about this record the next time they say something like that to you. This is from 1956. A young man named Jimmy Drake was kind of clowning around a recording studio. He made up a crazy song about a crazy guy who's always driving around in his car, real nutty and reckless. And the guy thought the song was too weird to make it, but his friends told him, hey, it's just wacky enough to be a big record. But he was so ashamed of the song, he put the record out under a different name. He didn't use his name, Jimmy Drake. He came up with Nervous Norvus. You got that, Nervous Norvus. In the summer of 1956, old Nervous Norvus had his first and only top 10 record. Listen to it. It's great.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm king jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, daddy-o, make that type O, huh? Boy.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. So there you go, kids. That's something that your folks used to listen to. Nervous Norvus, Transfusion. Don't hear that too much on the Oldies Show. Sunday Night Oldies till midnight tonight. This is Shannon. 1963. All over America, there were rumors about a group from England. They were outrageous. They were the lowest form of life. Some people said they were mere scum. They were fantastic. They were the best. 1964. The exact right time for something incredible to happen. And they did happen.
On the day Paul McCartney was born, Sleepy Lagoon by Harry James was America's top record. On June 15, 1956, when Paul McCartney was introduced to John Lennon, Heartbreak Hotel was number one. In 1958, when a guitarist named George Harrison left his group, The Rebels, to join Lennon and McCartney in The Quarrymen, the U.S. was tapping its collective toe to Volare. John Lennon and Paul McCartney wrote Love Me Do in 1957. And when it hit the charts in England 5 years later, America was fantasizing along with Steve Lawrence's Go Away, Little Girl. The Beatles turned the history of rock and roll upside down, and the history of the 60s did a flip too. Before the Beatles, there were two nations, America and England. After the Beatles, there were still two nations, but the populations had changed. One nation was the kids of America and England, and the other nation was made up of their parents, no matter which flag they saluted.
Last night I said these words to my girl.
1, 2, 3,
fire! Well, she was just 17. She wouldn't dance with another. Whoa.
WPGC, the very best. The Beatles on the oldies show, and coming over with the Beatles, of course, all the other English groups, including the Rolling Stones, the only ones still together. Here's one of my favorite English bands.
WPGC, FM Morningside.
Johnny B. Good, 1958. I think it got up to around, I think it made number 8 was the highest it got on the charts. It's 11:03. I'm Scott Shannon. These are the oldies. We played that Norvis masterpiece called Transfusion a few minutes ago. We've had some calls about other novelty songs. Here's a little thing I call the medley of horrible or horrendous hits from 1958 to 1964. See if you can identify any of these gems.
Well, now everybody's heard of Papa Bird.
He did the Monster Mash.
Please, Mr. Custer.
Record.
Hey, nothing can stop
and heal it left and right.
That was Huckleberry's recording. Motor cool down.
This time.
That was the Pelicans' Outer Space recording.
I'm
Earth.
Crazy about you. You're torturing me.
Horrendous hits of the 50s and 60s, the novelty songs, the ones that made you laugh, smile, and just plain old enjoy. Shep Woolley had his only gold record on kind of a weird song.
A friend of mine, he said that his little boy came home with a joke, said, "Daddy, what has one eye and one horn, and it flies and eats people?" And he says, "Well, obviously, you know, he didn't know," and the kid says, "It's a one-eyed, one-horned, flying people eater." And I said, "Well, I think there may be a song there. Let's write it." So I wrote the thing the next day. I added the purple color. And we had purple people later.
Tequila.
There you have it. Ooh, another one of those classics of our time. The purple people eater. You know, the 10 days after that record was released, it went gold. He was presented with a gold record. Shep Woolley, the only one he ever had in his life. Hi, this is Scott Shannon with WPGC Sunday Night Oldies Show. Every so often someone will say, "Hey, you any relation to Del Shannon?" No, I'm not any relation to Del Shannon, although he's a fine artist. His real name is Charles Westover, not Del Shannon. He's from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Lives out in Hollywood right now. He's working on an album with Tom Petty. Tom Petty's producing his new album, but his first big hit, whoo, was it a monster, back in 1961. A song called
Runaway.
Somebody came in and taped it and took it to New York, and then we flew in and cut it. But we wrote it on stage, actually. And the title, I had the title for a long time in my mind, because I always thought everybody wanted to run away from something at one time. When he played those chords, I just started singing da-da-da-da-da, and then I'd have a few words, and then the runaway just fit right in perfect.
One of the great groups of the late 50s and 60s, one of my favorites, the Everly Brothers. They were born in Brownlee, Kentucky, when they moved to Nashville at a very young age, still in grade school. And they started recording very, very young. They became very famous for their tight harmonies, their incredible writing ability. They wrote constant top 40 hits, one after the other. Interesting side note, one of the records was banned in several states. Did you know that? Yeah, it was banned because no one was quite sure what they meant when they said, ooh la la. Can you imagine that? The Everly Brothers. Ooh la la, baby. Sounded pretty innocent to me. What about you, huh? 1957, the Everly Brothers. Boy, they had some beautiful records. I like that one they had, Devoted to You. Remember that? And All I Have to Do Is Dream. Great, great records, Everly Brothers. It's 11:14 with Scott Shannon and those oldies but goodies. I ran this a song, I think, last week or the week before, but I've had a lot of people just call in, comment, and ask if it was true. Yes, it is true. This group got started back in 1967. They were the hottest band in Chicago, Illinois. And they got what they wanted, a recording contract with a small label based in Los Angeles, Actor Records. But they finally had a hit record maybe a year later, and they moved out to Los Angeles. But after they had a hit, they didn't get their hit and got some money. I'm responsible for the success. That's what they all say. And everyone thinks it was all their doing. So they kicked out some of the guys in the band. They decided they needed a girl singer. They even changed her name. And they got the new name from that column in Popular Mechanics magazine. Or was it Mechanics Illustrated? One of the two. I get all those mixed up, those Mechanics magazines. And the column was called Ask Rufus. And their new name was Rufus because their female lead singer was Chaka Khan. But the name they had in Chicago was the American Breed. Maybe you remember their big hit, Bend Me, Shape Me. Sound like Tell Me Something Good to Me, yeah? American Breed out of Chicago, Illinois. The old Actor record label. Bend Me, Shape Me, anywhere you want me. On WPGC, this is the Sunday Night Oldies Show. 10 until midnight. By the way, thanks for all the really nice calls tonight. We got a couple calls from Baltimore. We got an oldies party going on up there, and they got us tuned in. And hi to everyone. And if you want to hear a special oldie on the oldies show, the best way to do it is drop a line to me, Scott Shannon, care of WPGC, Box 8550. Washington 20027, because, like I said, I just bring in a certain amount of records, and we play those because I can't bring them all down here. I got thousands and thousands of recordings. As most of you know that listen regularly, I'm a big Buddy Holly fan, and when he died, I just, I really got to know his music afterwards. I really liked some of his records. So I went back and bought all the albums, and I've got some of the imports and things like that, but I never will forget. I had the radio on one day, and I heard this radio station play this record by a guy that sounded almost like Buddy Holly. And it really blew me away. And it was Tommy Rowe, and it was this record.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her.
Yeah, this little girl is fine.
If you knew Peggy Sue.
One of the all-time greats, one of my favorites, Mr. Buddy Holly. I love you, Peggy Sue. Well, the Beach Boys did a version of that. No comment, but I love the Beach Boys. But
Buddy Holly's Buddy Holly. He's tough to tackle. It's 11:23 on WPGC. I'm Shannon with the oldies until midnight tonight. The Phil Spector years. I talk a lot about Phil Spector. Why? Because he was one of the all-time greats in the music business. Produced people from the Ronettes all the way to the Beatles. He's a very strange and difficult man to understand, but he's regarded as a master of phonograph record production. This is one of the great songs he produced. The Ronettes. Ronnie Spector, his then wife. The Ronettes and Be My Baby. The next voice you hear sounds a little bit like Barry Manilow, but it's not. It's Phil Spector.
I enjoyed all the records very much. I made them all from the heart. I made them all with art in mind, and all to reveal a picture of where I was when I made them. Never to deceive or really to make people think I was putting them on or just to be commercial. I wanted the people to say, gee, you were really going for a screwed up time during that period, weren't you? Or, gee, that was really a lot of, you know, you were really kind of Wagner crazy then, and you must have been loaded that time. I enjoy that. It doesn't bother me at all. That's just like, that's probably the only way I do reveal myself was on my record, through my art.
Bill Medley.
If you could see one of his recording sessions, you'd be amazed because he works hours and hours and gets it just letter perfect, just changes everything wrong. So he knows exactly what he wants it to end up, and he doesn't stop until he gets it.
1965, Phil Spector went into the studio with two young white singers from Southern California, Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield. Their style was rhythm and blues, two 23-year-old California white boys singing like they were black. Just what Spector was looking for at the time. The song they cut at that session went all the way to number one.
Love and Feeling, that was a pretty polished performance, all except when it got into the shouting and the back and forth stuff, that was all right, a spur of the moment thing. And Phil Spector was smart enough to say, yeah, don't change anything.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
WPGC, isn't that a beautiful record? Still stands up against the test of time. Righteous Brothers, and You've Lost That Love and Feeling. It's Sunday night on WPGC. This is the two-hour oldie show till midnight tonight. I'm Scott Shannon. Linda Ronstadt tonight at midnight. I forgot to mention, you know that Tommy Rowe album, that single I played, Sheila? That was produced by Felton Jarvis, who also produced Elvis Presley. I'll toss that in there. Righteous Brothers. Boy, shame they broke up. You know, they got back together for a little while. They did one album, that song, Rock and Roll Heaven. And Bill Medley's now recording. He records in Nashville. And he's got some pretty nice stuff out. I saw him at the Palomino Club in Los Angeles about a year ago. He's just doing fine. The Righteous Brothers. Next up on the Oldies Show, a man who didn't even start singing until he was 18 years old. He had polio. He was a patient in the Warm Springs Foundation Hospital in Texas. And he got bored, so he went out and bought those Hit Parade magazines. You know, with all the song lyrics. The ones you used to get the lyrics from the songs and maybe stand in front of a mirror and sing into a fake microphone or something like that. Well, he got the Hit Parade magazines and started singing the top hits of the day to the patients just to pass the time away. Everybody said, hey, you should record a record. You sing good. And he got out of the hospital. And he was fully able to walk, but he still, to this day, limps. He's got a bad limp, and he walks with a cane. But he moved to Los Angeles to start a recording career. He got lucky in it quick. 1959, he had this beautiful top 10 hit. His name was Ray Peterson. See if you remember this beautiful song.
When no one else can understand me.
A nice song. The Wonder of You. Ray Peterson. Good record. Now, he was on RCA Records at the time, and he had three good-sized hits on RCA before he moved to a new label that Phil Spector was starting. Coincidentally, here's Phil again, right?
The label was called Dunes Records. Spector himself produced Ray's first record for the Dunes label. It turned out to be a big hit also. Beautiful song called Corina Corina.
I love Corina.
I love Corina. A good song, 1138. Shattered the radio. Say hi to my buddy Rob Sisko in town from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He's listening to the oldie show tonight. And just talked to a guy that used to listen to me in Nashville, Tennessee. We had a show there called Crying Time, and he remembered it. Whew, I was embarrassed. We did this for an hour. Every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, we'd sit there and play the saddest songs, you know. We'd put the rain in the background and read some poetry, and it's pretty well. It's pretty popular back then, but don't think I'll be trying Crying Time anytime in the near future. Next up on the oldies show, Mr. Roy Orbison. It's hard to believe Roy first began his recording career back in 1956. He's had 29 chart records. That's a bunch, 29. A lot of people give their soul for one. He had 29, but only two of them ever made it to number one of the charts. You know which two they were? Think about it. One was Old Pretty Woman, and the other was Runnin' Scared.
Just run.
Number one song for Roy Orbison, Running Scared. What a nice voice he has. 1141, I'm Scott Chad, and this is the Sunday Night Oldies. Coming up next, the story of a record that Dick Clark helped make famous.
Commander Vasilinov, I believe our spy mission has shown conclusively that the Yankee Imperial spy have finally come up with a new weapon we cannot hope to overcome.
What is it?
Look through the periscope, sir.
Midships.
You idiot.
That's the third annual WPGC Budweiser Ramblin' Raft Base. Surface right away. Are we going to blast them out of the water?
Yet. We're going to enter the race, you idiot.
WPGC and Budweiser are teaming up again to bring you the time of your life, Saturday, August 23rd, on the river. Bigger by far, with more entrants. Better than ever, with loads of surprises. Be sure you get all the rules and regulations in the official Raft Race registration booklet, available right now at Pizza Huts, A&P's, Harmony Huts, and Gap locations all over the metro area. Don't miss out on all the action as we bring you the greatest adventure since the Ark. The third annual Ramblin' Raft Race from Budweiser and the hot one, WPGC.
Wanting to buy a used car in the near future? Here's a tip that can protect you and save you money. Maryland state law requires that a used car be inspected prior to its sale and that the seller pay for the inspection. The certificate of inspection must be presented to you at the time of the sale. The Automobile Trade Association of Maryland and its over 400 dealer members urge you to play it safe by insisting on an inspection certificate when you buy a used car.
WPGC Sound Off.
Recently, I boarded our great metro system at the Pentagon, destined for McPherson Square on the Blue Line. Now, due to an unfortunate accident at the Foggy Bottom station, this trip took approximately 40 minutes. At the fare card gates, along with about 60 other people, I found that the attendant had only one exit gate in service, and it was malfunctioning. The attendant left the booth, and he attempted to manually switch the other gates to permit exiting, but he was encountering difficulties. Now, unable to put up with these delays any longer, I activated the emergency gate and left the station. Now, all of this leads me to ask three questions. Why does the metro system fall apart when anything out of the ordinary occurs? Two, why doesn't Metro anticipate possible troubles and train its employees to act accordingly? And lastly, why were all of the exits off except one at the 14th and I end of McPherson Square? Until these problems are cleared up, I intend to do most of my metro travel above ground. A listener in Manassas.
Best sound off of the week wins $30. Send yours to WPGC Box 8550, Washington 20027.
This young man's name is Danny Rapp. Danny was lucky enough to grow up in Philadelphia. Him and his buddies would go by the TV station in the afternoons, of course, to watch the Dick Clark American Bandstand show. And Danny and his high school buddies decided they wanted to be in a singing group so they could be on the camera up there singing. So they formed their own group, and they picked the name the Juvenaires. Ah, that sounds like a great name, the Juvenaires. That's the name of their band. After a few gigs as the Juvenaires, they figured out, wait a minute, this isn't so hot. So a disc jockey buddy of theirs came up with a new name for him. He said, how about Danny and the Juniors? Well, Danny liked that a lot, and the group said okay. So they decided to use it. Danny and the Juniors. The big dance on American Bandstand at the time was the bop. So because they wanted to sing on American Bandstand, they wrote a song called Do the Bop, so Dick Clark could play it and they'd be rich and famous. Well, they sang the song for Dick, and he said, boy, that's kind of dumb. I don't like to do the bop. Why don't you change it to something like At the Hop? Well, that's good enough for them. They went in the studio that night with just a piano, bass, and drums. And sure enough, Dick played the record on American Bandstand. It became the number one record in America in 1957. Danny and the Juniors, At the Hop. Mr. Presley, you thought I was going to forget, didn't you? We always play Elvis on the oldies show. This is Shannon, Sunday Night Oldies Show. You're listening to WPGC. This next one's kind of tough. It's got a pretty complicated storyline. Tougher to follow than the Dips injury list. This is a song about a guy who gets tired of a girl and dumps her. Says, hey, goodbye, I'm leaving. I'm tired of you. I found a new girl. And she says, okay, wish you wouldn't do it, but if you got to do it, go on. And he starts seeing a new girl. And the new girl starts putting the shaft to him like he was putting the shaft to the other girl. And this song is from the ex-girlfriend's point of view. It's a great song. It's by Timmy Earle. Oh, what's the matter, baby? Is it hurting you? I didn't screw that one up. Devoted to You, Everly Brothers. Good song. Boy, I wanted to play that all night long. Got it on. The way this control room is set up, you can't tell which turntable's which, and you wind up shutting one off like I ruined that Timmy Earl record up on you. I'll play that again next week, okay? Sorry I did that. That's about it for tonight. I appreciate your calls, and like I said, if you want to drop a line for some songs you want to hear, I'll try to bring them in. Shannon, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington, 20027. Thanks for listening, and good night.